You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Some people are no longer cuddling. It's a funny segment called The Petty Reasons You Broke Up With Someone. And I don't think we will allow they chewed too loudly because that is always like one of the... Too easy. It's always like one of the top three.
Yeah.
But already people reaching out. Trisha says his car always smelled like old fast food.
Yeah.
The smell even got on my clothes. I couldn't do it. His car smelled probably like old Burger King wrappers.
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff.
Gross. Every time you get into the car on a hot day, it sticks to you, right?
Give me more.
Janelle says all he talked about were his gains and bulking up and how much he could deadlift way too often. He was sexy, but I just couldn't listen to it anymore. Brooke says, I told him not to get my hair or makeup wet when we went swimming, and he dunked me. I broke up with him the very next day.
Yeah, okay.
Don't mess up the hair.
Don't mess up the hair.
Don't do that.
Janine says, this was 20 years ago, but he kept a huge picture of John Elway in his living room. Huge as in like 3 feet tall. He said he'd never take it down. I broke up with him. To have that kind of man crush on a football player
That's weird.
Have a 3 foot tall picture of them in your living room.
That guy's undateable. That's
yeah, Janine,
strange.
You made the right call.
I'll give you one more no-name guy here. Says they raised the toll 75 cents going across the bridge I had to hit to get to her, and it just wasn't worth it anymore.
I love the one from Michelle. She says we got into an argument on New Year's Eve, and he called his mom. He was 45 years old.
You're never going to believe what's going on right now, Mom.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Amy says, the way he pronounced the L in salmon and wouldn't change. I couldn't salmon? Date someone who ordered salmon.
Salmon, please. Oh, my God. Those
yeah,
are good.
You got to break up with that person. There's no doubt.
Let me roll through a bunch here. He had the dumbest little mustache, and he looked too much like a magician. I didn't like the way he stood. He had a weird lean to him. He lived on a busy street. His bedroom had two large windows that faced the street. When I stayed over, I could not sleep. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
And along those lines, no curtains at his house at all. You could see everything going on at night. Hard pass.
Right.
Yeah, so no curtains. I got to break
it's like an
up.
Exhibitionist, right?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, watch what we're doing.
Oh, I like this one from Casey. Broke up with a guy because he got along a little too well with my dad. He wanted to hang out with my dad more than me.
Now, that's interesting, though.
That is, right? I think you would like that.
Yeah, because I used to have... I told you, the funny thing is that I've always gotten along super well with the parents of the people that I dated. Until I met Gretchen... And her mom can't stand me.
Which is so weird.
So I was
you
like,
did something
I feel
to
like,
set her off.
Because I would think I was batting 1,000 with parents. And then
well, you were
suddenly,
probably closer to their age versus who you were dating.
Okay, thank you very much.
I got you good. I got you so you good.
Know you know what? I'll give you a ding for that. Hold on. That's good. That's good. And more true than funny.
More true than funny.
That's really good. Lisa from Thornton, where they eat their dead. She said, perfect guy, treated me great, but had hands the same size as mine. I just couldn't get over it.
Oh, little teeny tiny hands.
That is like a Seinfeld.
Or is she had giant hands? I don't know.
The man hands, yeah. Allie says, he pushed the bill to me at a restaurant. He had to go. God, that's so
that's good. Sarah says he ate chicken wings with a knife and fork. This guy says she smelled like Campbell's beef vegetable soup.
Here we go with the smells.
I
got
to take a huff of that soup the next time I crack one open and just see if I would leave a person because they smelled like soup. I don't know. That sounds kind of fun. She had permanently sweaty forehead made the list. This guy says, I broke up with a girl for cutting into my gaming time. Okay. Single forever right there.
I'm on her side there. Susan says he wore a ridiculous puka shell necklace he thought was so groovy.
Hey, we used to work with that guy.
She goes, I just couldn't stand looking at it anymore.
The puka shell necklace and the bedazzled jeans, you know, with the butt pockets.